Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back and I clap.
There are a lot of discussions that divide us. Ass or tits? Is God real or not? Is November too early to start preparing for Christmas? Is a 26-year-old going back in time trying to kiss his 14-year-old girlfriend while he's also 14 years old at the time morally acceptable? I'm here to tell you that you don't have to worry about these things anymore. Because Daddy Harris is here, and he can tell you the truth of all of these things. Tits. God is dead. Black Friday is the beginning of Christmas season. And no, a 26-year-old going back in time trying to kiss his 14-year-old girlfriend while he's 14 years old is not morally acceptable. I know it's hard to hear, but you're going to hear a lot of hard talk today. Welcome to the Anime Trap House. Hi.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
You know what's even more beautifully said?
Don't
me saying to you, Harris, fuck you, dude.
No, dude.
Yeah, dude. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. But no. Also, you're right. You're right on most of those points. But still fuck you. You know, it's whatever. It's fine. I also want to point out in Twitch chat, Zygz just said, he just wrote, I don't know why he caught me off guard. He just said, y'all ain't real. You're right.
Y'all ain't
fucking real. I agree with you, my brother in Christ.
I'm going to take off my face right here.
We are AI generated.
Bitches, dude.
We're just like, you right, and then we'll all disappear.
Stream ends. He knows. Like,
dude, I'm waiting for the day when, like, not even the day, this could probably happen now. We just feed every episode of Anime Trap House into, like, ChatGPT and have it spit out something, right? And then just be like, put that out there and just see if anyone realizes it's not really us, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. ChatGPT is going to just, it's just going to print the word cum like 600 times.
Yeah. Eventually. And then that's it. Cum.
And then
cum.
People will be like, yeah, no, that's them.
No, that's them.
And then it gets racist, right?
Yeah.
That's where ChatGPT.
What?
No,
eventually,
not because of us. Chat AI.
Kyle always has a thought in his head that makes sense to him, and then he'll say the ending of his thought, and it just never is like he's like, no, let me explain it. But like, we're all racist.
No, that's what you just said. Like, just our AI versions are racist. What do you want?
Right.
I don't like that.
Because it's like the what was it? The Seinfeld one, right?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah,
got it. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Not just me, okay? You just gotta have a few wrinkles in your brain.
Right.
Yeah. No, if I pour a glass of water on my
skinhead, that's all.
If I pour a glass of water on my brain, it's gonna stay wet. You know?
Here's a point. I'm gonna make a point to you right now. I'm gonna make a point right now, Kyle. Hey, PJ, do you know what Seinfeld thing he's talking about?
No.
No, he doesn't. Weird. That's a lot of people, Kyle. So when you just go, yeah,
one
and then we're all racist. Well, then you go, yeah, then we're all racist. There's like going to be eight people in the room going, fucking what? Why I need you to explain the whole thought.
Yeah.
Start at the beginning.
No, Kyle, it's better this way. Don't let them.
Thank you.
Don't let them
Thank you.
Make you have to smooth your brain out to fit into their world. Okay?
I ain't gotta get the what do you call the pin thing that you smooth
the
things out
yeah,
with?
Dude. Rolling. Whatever, dude. I'll start at the end of a fucking thought. Yeah. I don't give a shit, dude.
I'll
just start saying numbers.
I'm your host, Harris, the voice of truth, Khan. With me are my people, Cody. Ass man, but like ass man, like not like he likes ass, but is an actual ass. Chambers. Kyle probably thinks God is in all things. Ramsey Lalich. Justin celebrates Christmas November 1st. Flory. And PJ, the most base member of the squad, Pinnon.
I don't know why you came at Justin so hard.
That was
y'all
so
just
mean.
Gave,
I don't ever dude, celebrate y'all... Christmas except for Christmas.
It was a natural progression of the things that I did, and you were just at that at that level.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
PJ, do you feel offended like that you always get a pass from everybody?
Dude, I really do.
I don't think you?
It's pretty.
I think every time somebody's like shitting on everybody, like, and then there's PJ who we love. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up.
It's like you got a friend in a wheelchair,
except for Cody. And you're like, yeah. I'm not gonna make fun of him because you know
it's because PJ is still like a trial member.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, still not sure if he's gonna be like you know. If he's
I said four things. Okay. I said ass or tits. I said is God dead. I said Christmas, and then I said the pedophile thing. Okay, I'm not going to put PJ pedophile out like that because he's not. Why I know he's
pedophile?
Not.
I'm not no pedo.
When I said that, he was the only one to be like, "You right?"
And you know what? Insane. You know what? If I was a pedo, I wouldn't have no big dick either.
Right. That's what I'm saying. See, PJ is based. Okay. That's why the second PJ is no longer based, I will call him out. You have my word. The man stays base. I got nothing for it, dude. I don't know what else to say.
It's not me.
It's not him. You need to look inward, Cody.
Yeah, no. Or upstairs.
Or wherever he is. Wherever he walked away to get a drink like a bitch. Be prepared, dude. You're on the clock, you fucker.
I had to leave.
No, you're on the clock, dude. Ain't no breaks. What are we watching?
I'll do what I want.
Watching Tokyo Revengers 7 through 12. Do we know what Revengers means? No. I don't know what the word revenge means anymore. Before we get into it, here's a skibbity ad. Catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m.-ish over at twitch.tv/theanimetraphouse. If you can't make the live stream, then check it out on YouTube or podcast services everywhere. Just type in Anime Trap House. I think we're on Kick. I think we're on YouTube live.
Yeah, dog.
And yeah, Twitch. If you like the stuff we say and want to help push us to the next level, come support us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse. Just like our Patreon producers, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Girl with a Pikachu Tattoo, Moose Man, and our D-Gen royalty. I don't know what everyone's been calling him. I don't remember. But Polar Bear 93.
It's a cup
He's
of
the
chums.
Cold one.
The cold one.
The two of the cold one.
The two of cold one. There's a crack cold one. This cold boy. You gotta send us stuff, Polar Bear. You gotta review the stuff for us so that we could read it. And then pass
do our job,
our content.
Like is
pay
he
us
Cold
to do
Stone?
Our job.
Steve Austin, we like smash you, beers.
The Cold Stone of Steve Austin, Polar Bear 93.
Cold Stone Steve Austin.
Just take two tubs of ice cream.
Austin Stone Steve Cold. All right.
Oh,
Cold Stone Steve Austin is my new favorite thing of all time.
Two quarts of fucking ice cream. He's like.
Cold Stone Steve Austin is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
What's your guys' Cold Stone like go-to flavor?
I don't go there.
Birthday cake remix.
Birthday cake remix all day, every day, dude.
It's PJ, did you say it? God damn, dude. You guys are fucking 5
Cookie
years
Minster,
old.
Cookie Minster, dude.
Yeah.
It's Oreos, mint ice cream, and then a little chocolate
Cookie
sauce.
Minster's good, too. But like, if like I'm going there, I'm like, I don't really know what I'm feeling. It's
a birthday cake remix, baby. Dude. They put a whole ass brownie in there.
Dude. They put a whole ass birthday cake remix in there.
Yeah.
If you like fucking birthday cake remix as an adult, like, you're the kind of guy who would go back 12 years and, you know, hang out with your 14-year-old ex-girlfriend.
Come on!
Yeah.
See, that's what you needed to say to PJ Harris.
No, dude, that's some bullshit.
Justin had the balls to call all of us pedophiles.
Cody, because
I like birthday cake? Birthday cake, dude?
Yeah.
Unreal.
I did it in a nice, you know.
Why do kids get
fashion,
all the fun stuff? You know?
That's
like
what
why
I'm
can't
saying, dude.
I can't get
I'd rather
cake.
Be a kid. Dude.
I got an ice cream cake with Spider-Man on it for my fucking birthday, and I put that shit in my lap and ate it all the way from to my birthday to Halloween. 11 days.
Yeah, guess who wasn't invited, cake, Justin? You weren't.
Yeah. Where were you at, huh?
I don't care.
You not showing up is real November Christmas preparation shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
That's real November Christmas of you.
Real November friends misgiving.
Friends bitch.
Got him.
Cody, how long you been with your wife?
So long, dude. I don't know.
I'm saying if you did the clap thing, would you still be with her? That's what I thought.
I think it was 18 years like a month ago.
Fucking Christ.
Damn, dude.
If I went back 12 years, I'm like, I'm still gonna.
Dude, your relationship could fucking vote.
Yeah, dude. We get a third one now. We get an extra checkbox.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you have questions for us or want to say how awful we are, then email us at typebox@ath.com. Is that the email address?
Typebox@animetraphouse.com.
@theanimetraphouse.com. Okay.
Yeah. Any emails?
Cody's going to take a look if we got any emails. And lastly, if you'd like to be part of our community and bullshit around with a bunch of like-minded degenerates, come hang out with us on our Discord server or Facebook group. Links will be in the show notes. Also, Mainline.
Yeah, Tuesdays-ish.
Y'all are so slow at this.
I did it. It's all It's called dramatic tension, okay? I do it, it's dramatic tension, okay? You're just over here like reading a book, okay? I'm a master of suspense. They call me Alfred Hitchcock because my cock is shaped like a hitch.
It is. I've seen it.
It's just a ball.
It's just a ball.
It's just a ball.
Just drag her around with it.
Yes, sir. All right, let's get into the dope or choke. Let's start with PJ so that we can all make fun of his take.
That's fine. It's still a choke. The show still sucks. They had moments to do some cool shit when they went back in time that would have mattered, but instead they took the easy way out and they said, oh, we'll just kill a couple people in the future because then he still can go back and save them again. There's no consequence. It doesn't matter. Also, we went through 6 episodes, and he time traveled for like a second, and he went back to see what's going on. Like they spent 5 episodes trying to complete a goal, could have done something cool, completely fucking missed twice, or actually 3 times they missed. Dude could have been either 4 times. Okay, big tall motherfucker could have been dead on the ground during the fight. Then we could have saw some shit go down. Nope, he's alive. Trying to get him to the ambulance. They could have died there. I would have been happy with that. I don't know why the girls are still around. People were getting raped just last week, so they should go. The third time, now he's flatlining in the ambulance. Not dead. Nope, don't worry, not dead. The fourth time, there's 5 fucking times, okay? The fourth time, he could have died on the operating table, right? Right? No. He's alive. The fifth time, I'm literally fucking hanging myself. Please do something of fucking importance in 6 episodes. No, you know what they do? They send our fucking little buddy who gives a shit, the fucking little kid who can really fight, the leader. They send his ass outside of the hospital to go hide by himself, crying alone, happy because he's still alive. He could have been dead there. They had 5 opportunities to kill this fucking dude and done anything in the past that mattered, and they did absolutely nothing. Nothing. We got a fucking sliver of story in the last 3 minutes of the 6th episode. Everything else before that doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter. We're back at square one. Oh, just go back another 12 years and I'll just keep bringing him back alive. Except this time the dude wants to be the leader? Are you kidding me? Now he wants to lead the group? Who is this kid? He's bitch made at 12 or 14. He's bitch made when he's 26. I had to watch 20 fucking minutes of this kid just being nervous and dumb for nothing. For him to come out with some outlandish shit about fucking now he wants to be the leader of the Toma fucking group. Like anybody gives a fuck. Like that's even possible. Go back in time and slit your own throat and let's end this.
Jesus.
It's a choke. I can't. If I keep going, I can't stop because the show's garbage.
You sound like you want to give it a rope, man.
It sounds crazy that it's only a choke. Like, he's screaming about it.
It's only a choke because, like, I haven't given up hope. The only reason why I haven't given up hope is because, for whatever reason, and I hope. No, because it's 24 fucking episodes, and they have still a whole nother season's worth of a good show to still turn it around. They won't, but I really hope they will. I've got mid-gap faith right now that they're just fucking yanking on my dick as a 26-year-old and just pulling me around for no reason.
Right, right. Okay. Very impassionate. Let's go to Kyle.
Oh, there's not a lot of passion here, but I wish I had PJ's entire thing he just said, and then I could just, like, have it backwards, because I feel like just opposite opinion. I had a great time. It was good, you know? Like, all the thing of him bitching about, like, oh, and then he could have died, but then he didn't. I'm like, that. I was like, the whole time, I'm like, man, they're holding this tension well. I'm having a great time. I liked it. It was a nice emotional scene where dude's crying. You know how fucking funny it would have been if he was crying out there relieved that his friend lived? And so doctors said, never mind, he dead as fuck. Like, that would have been fucking weird as hell. How are you going to even...
Would have got a dope.
I would have been like, this is the dumbest fucking show. Like, why did you fucking make... I'd be like, why'd you make me sit through that if you're just going to kill him, you know? That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work on any level.
They still could have turned it at for. Tell me one thing that mattered that he did in five episodes.
But here's the thing: the whole time you don't know if he actually can change the past at that point, you know. And that's why that there was tension there, because the whole time you don't know if he actually changed the past.
Future
past. So like. You're like, is it this kind of story? Is he going to die anyway? Was this all fucking pointless? Or did he get the good ending? Did he actually do it? And then he did it. You're like, fuck yeah, you know?
You get the true ending?
And then you go to the future, and then she dies again, and then you're like, what the fuck just happened? And like, that's good.
Why did we waste six episodes?
You didn't waste six episodes because that means that there's more mystery to be unraveled, and that's fun. That's the definition of fun.
Pass.
Pass. Like, whether or not you can change the future by going into the past. That's the definition of
fun. That's definition of fun, dude. Yeah. That's it.
That, like, when I was a little 4-year-old playing outside, my mom would open the door and be like, hey, are you trying to change the past? I'm like, yeah, I'm having fun.
All right, let's do Cody.
Hulk. I gave this a dope last week. This week, me and PJ are friends because this gets a choke.
You know, I'm so sick of you always being nice to PJ. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
You're going to fucking agree with him for what reason?
I shit on PJ a lot. You guys wouldn't know because you're not on the main line. So how about y'all just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Got him. Suck dick.
Got him.
Anyway, you have two podcasts, this show...
you do nothing, huh? That's what you're trying
to say. That's right. This show gets a choke. Man, dude. You give... I get what Kyle's saying, right, with the tension. But it doesn't matter because nothing changed. Like, it'd be different if, like, he goes to the future and she's alive, right? But then something... Anything else could have happened. But literally the same two people die again. And I'm just like, we are back to square one. We are back exactly where we started, except one person didn't get stabbed.
And the hairstyle guy made no sense in the second time he goes forward. He's like, I'm a hairstylist.
Yeah, I mean,
they give us the backstory, and then he smashes a fucking truck. And he's like, I'm going to save everyone.
They'll probably explain it. They'll probably explain that. That's not the issue. I just don't like... I don't like watching the 12 episodes and the extremely dragged-out plotline of them trying to stop this stabbing. And, like, the 52 pump fakes we got in two episodes of the him trying to be like, oh, God, is this it? Is this how... It's just a lot, dude. They just kept doing the pump fake. And it's not fun at a certain point. You're like, I get it. Let's just move on. Like, it felt super drug out, and I didn't like it. It was boring. And now we're exactly where we started. Nothing's happened. Except now dude wants to be the fucking leader.
That's how I feel with your echoey opinion of PJ right now. I'm exactly where we started just now with the podcast.
I mean, yeah. If me and PJ's opinion was this anime, that would be perfect.
Next time PJ opens your mouth, can you just please just mouth whatever he's saying at the same time and save us like way more time?
I don't know what you want me to say. Another thing that was fucking ass was the cringy fucking like romantic shit that happened between two 26-year-olds. Mm-hmm. It's really annoying, right? Seeing it between two fucking 22-year-old high school girls, right? In like other anime. But when these people are full fucking adults and we have like the hands in the lap, blush face looking at the floor, suck my whole cock, dude. That is so fucking stupid and pointless, and it just goes to show that it's because it's a shonen, right? Like, no matter who the two characters are gonna be, since it's directed towards a certain age group, they're like, we gotta make them everybody has to be timid and shy and fucking, I don't know, it's just stupid, dude. I don't like it. And Takamichi bitch has no riz, bro, none at all. He can't say one word to this bitch. Not a single thing. He has nothing to talk about after 12 years, dude. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm out.
He was just stabbed in the hand like a week ago, and he can't carry any badassery to where he's at?
Nothing.
None?
Nothing. Straight right. Bitch made. Definitely gets a choke. If we weren't watching it for the podcast, by right now, I would stop watching, because this is fucking ass. Super ass.
Cool. Justin?
It's a high note for me. I loved it. It was great. I thought the character development was great. You get to see a lot of the relationships between two characters like Draken and Mikey. That was great. I liked how fleshed out that was. I mean, I definitely don't think nothing changed from the past to current, because we know Toman is not the same Toman that Takamichi like originally knew. We know it's different, and we know obviously now that whatever his fucking name is pulling the strings, and that tall dude Hanma Baki is
don't call that man Baki. Don't you dare. They said that name to me and there was a fire that burned in my stomach of anger, like, dude.
You're not him. You'll never be him.
How dare you stand where he stood? You know?
Yeah, I had a great time. I thought to echo Kyle, the good opinion, I thought the whole Draken like tension was fantastic. Mikey crying outside of the fucking hospital was heartbreaking. I fucking loved
that. That was good.
I fucking good.
I agree with you. Draken and Mikey are the best parts about this show.
Yes. Yeah.
I really dislike the main character.
I understand.
I really cannot stand the main character. We're with him most of the show, so it just like he grates on me.
I don't mind him. I think he has good points and bad points. Like, I think he is targeted towards a certain like high school, early high school, like late middle school demographic.
Yeah, absolutely.
But overall, I don't mind him. Like, I liked his fight with fucking dude where he fucking choked him out. He kind of like, you know, got over some shit, but I'm
disappointed they didn't show the cool parts of the fight. Like, they did show the knife part. That was good. But like, they cut to, I can't even remember what the screen was when he was climbing onto his back and getting him into that position. They just were like, no, pass. Not going to show it.
So, like,
the fights, too, dude. The fights in this show are not good.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hold on. Because the part of him going into the sleeper, I'm glad you brought that up. Because on Crunchyroll, right, that's what happened. It, like, had his, like, group's face, and then all of a sudden he was choking him out. I watched it on, like, 9 Anime or whatever, and they show him climbing the dude and like putting him in a sleeper hold.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? This wasn't in the, when I was rewatching it for notes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was kind of a dope scene. Why wasn't that in Crunchyroll?
I don't know. Disappointing Crunchyroll
Sorry.
Protest.
Go ahead, Cody.
What?
Cody said he was. I interrupted.
Oh,
Cody.
The fights in the show. Not really good. Like a lot of the hits, like pretty boring to be honest. There was a few good ones. There was one where he like punched a dude's face and it went into the ground with his fist. Mm-hmm. And it could be like maybe they're censoring it, like what Harris said with the choke. I don't know, but the fights. Like, even, like, the big gang fight that happened, every hit was, like, a one-punch knockout. Like, nobody was actually, like, I don't know. They it just felt really toned down and not great for what
the
it should have been.
The first kick Mikey did against the other guy, that was cool.
Yeah. There was a few good ones, but but for the majority of the part where we had an entire episode of them just fighting, There wasn't very any like memorable moments besides like maybe two.
Every Mikey kick, really.
Yeah.
Dude, not even. Like when Mikey was walking towards his friend, right? And he's like, "What? Why would you do it, Pa?" And then like all the people run at him and he would just like, it was just like no impact slaps and they would just fall down. It was just really kind of lame. And nobody would, dude. There's no way you trust that guy afterwards. There's no fucking way. Absolutely not. You're fucking killing him and leaving him on the fucking ground. Absolutely. No, dude.
That's happened in a lot of movies and stuff. It's a pretty common
It's
trope.
Stupid.
You never seen Fast and Furious?
Yeah, they suck.
How dare you? How dare you? It's the greatest 10-piece trilogy ever.
I mean, it's basically Stormlight Archive, right? You know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, pretty much, man. My favorite trilogy, Fast and the Furious.
Justin, did you have more? Sorry.
Nope, that's it.
Okay, now, last week, the voice of truth, me, I gave this a choke.
What?
And I said that it could turn around, you know? I feel like we're coming to something interesting. This week, the correct answer is what Kyle and Justin said.
Wow.
Thank you.
You guys are thinking that it's all plot-driven and it's character development-driven. You don't like the character, so you don't like what's happening. Yeah. This is a fair assessment of the situation, but you're wrong. And you're stupid.
Okay? And I hate you.
And I mean, like, I hate you for other reasons, not for this. It's fine to be stupid. Yeah. You could be stupid. It's not a big deal.
Whatever, dude.
I don't know. I liked it. I thought the tension of Draken staying alive was kind of interesting. I do hate that, like, the romantic tension shit that happens is very frustrating, very annoying. Mm-hmm. But I also understand this is not a shonen. This is a slice of life playing shonen, right?
Whatever. Like, this is a slice of shonen.
It's a slice of shonen.
It
kind of
is, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a slice of life trying to be its older brother shonen, you know? Which is fine. Like, they got Draken and Mikey. They're great. Yeah, violence is not great. But, dude, like, when Takemichi put him in the sleeper hold and knocked him out, dude.
Shit was good.
I had a slight fist pump, like,
yeah,
go get him, dude. And then his friends came out, and then Akun was talking like him, and I was like, oh, dude, is that how he's going to change the past? Not by, like, being more badass himself, but, like, changing the people around him? That's kind of cool. I like that. And then we had, like, the last episode in this group, which made me want to, like, tear my eyes out of my face because I hated it so much. And then the ending happened, and I was like, put those eyes back in, boys. We're still on this ride. Like, what the fuck happened? And she's cut in half and shit. I was like, whoa, dude.
Slice of life shit, you know?
She got sliced, I mean.
she got sliced out of life, dude. I am really frustrated because, again, with time travel shit, I just feel like there's not anime that do the time travel aspect well. He's supposed to be, like, in a coma. He comes back and he's working at the store.
Yeah.
So
this is how I know you don't know ass shit fuck about time. Okay.
I don't.
You weren't having fun as a kid.
So
play
the
with
first
time.
Time the first time, okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just gonna say.
I was waiting. The only
theory I could think of is that he changed his life.
The timeline, right?
So then he kind of he had to merge branches. Okay,
right.
He had a different branch that he checked out. He checked out his life. Okay, then he had to merge to main. All
right. See, I don't get this is what I'm talking about with time travel and shit. Like,
yeah,
why put these arbitrary rules in place just to break them? Like,
see,
5 minutes.
Okay,
later,
Harris. You know? See, you're looking at this show like it's time travel driven when it's character driven.
Come
okay.
on, the show is nothing. <driven. laughs>
I hate it here. My only thing I'm genuinely annoyed with the show is that, like, I feel like you merge your timelines, right? You go back to the present. I feel like he should just be able to remember shit, you know?
Yes.
That is the weird thing. Yeah. Because, like, then where is the other Takemichi?
Yeah. Because,
like, where are those memories going, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's so fucking, like, you're just going to lose 10 years of your life. You don't know how anything fucking played out.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I would love if, like, he, like, got them all back in, like, a really big, like, quick flash, and then at the end, he's, like, at work, and he's just like, ah!
Oh, I gotta break up with her again.
That'd be great, dude. You just see, like, he just gets all the merge conflicts in his head. He's like, I don't. Just sits there and just shakes his head really fast and goes, okay, I'm good. They're like, what the fuck was that, dude?
There was a moment where I thought maybe he was, like, having it start to come back. It's like, I forgot what it was. I think it was when he was in
the
bathroom.
The breakup
or something.
Thing?
Yeah. I was like.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. I don't know. And the violence is fine. Like,
it's fine.
There's like, three memorable hits.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember. Mm-hmm. One was, like, Mikey with the kick and then the punch in the face with the ground. That was a good one. And then there's another one where, like, this dude swings twice and the other guy grabs his hands and then headbutts him. And the dude just, like, crumbles.
That was the weakest headbutt of all time. When he hit his head on his face, the other dude's head didn't even move.
It didn't move.
That
he
was
just
one
went,
specifically. That was bad.
It wasn't even brutal. It was just funny. He's like, imagine someone headbutts you and your head doesn't even move. You're just like, oh. It's just like...
I mean, they can't do a fucking Baki, okay? Where you fucking barely hit, you know, the tiniest fucking skin layer.
You
and
hit
like,
the chin hair.
See, and like, this is why Baki is great. You know what I mean? Like, because you watch
watching this,
and
Baki's
you're like,
good.
Dude, Baki's fucking good, dude.
And like, that motherfucker. You guys are talking about the tension with Draken, right? Yeah. I never for a second thought he was gonna die. Like, ever. Like, when they showed him on the ground, dead and bloody, I'm like, he's not dead. Like, he's gonna save him, because that's what has to happen. And then he gets back up. He's like, I'm ready to fight now. I'm like, dude, you were just dead.
That
bro.
Was...
Like, no,
look,
you're not.
Dude, listen. You gotta be pretty fucking hard to be, like, 10 years old and getting a dragon tattoo on your fucking skull, okay? I don't think a knife is gonna bitch you out, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he was bitched out for a while until he didn't need to be.
He's fine.
And then everything was fine.
I mean, he did die. He just came back to life, you know?
Stop. He listened to Evanescence.
Yeah. Mikey was outside whispering of his window.
Wake me up.
Can't wake up.
He's like, I can't sing this song without you. You're the guy. Come on.
Yeah, I think if the show was only about Mikey and Draken, I would like this show so
absolutely.
Much better.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's valid. And I just want to point out, like, that's how we felt about Baki too.
Right.
We like
when Togedemaru like, starts getting show fucking just hard, about, you're going to love it.
I am
Togedemaru's never going to be hard, dude.
Just wait for season 4, dude.
Dude.
When fucking Takemichi fights his dad.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Right, dude.
They're going to talk about it all season 3.
Turns out the leader of the Tomon gang is Takemichi's dad. And then they got a fucking box, but it doesn't happen for 3 seasons and 4 separate shows.
He has to fight a caveman first.
Yeah.
He has to fight Snoop Dogg instead of Mike Tyson. Yep. The OG, you know? He brings Tupac back to life and fights him.
That'd be
great, dude. What are you talking about? He's like to lead Toman, I have to know how to be part of a gang. And the original gangster of America, Tupac, the ghost of Tupac is going to show me how to be a gangster. That'd be pretty fire, dude. All right. Let's do plot.
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 You can't make me do that shit.
Plot.
Plot.
Plot. Plot. You got to go back in time. Plot. Plop. Somebody shake my hand.
Plot. Plot.
Check it. Plop.
You went back in 12 years.
I plot whenever I need to.
Whoa. I don't read plot. Plot, read me. Episode.
Plot.
Episode 7. I hate the way that they spelled Mobius, by the way. It's with an E. It makes me very uncomfortable.
It's real annoying. It's like, I want to say it, but like, how would you say it? Moebius?
Moebius.
Moebius?
Moebius coitus.
Mobius. Mobius. I think because like, okay, like in English, right? The when there's two vowels next to each other, like the first one does the talking, the second one does the walking, you know?
Get him, dude.
So, like, I think it's phonetically correct, but I hate the way it looks.
Yeah.
It is not Men's Warehouse. That got no one. None, huh?
No.
That
joke was as funny as the characters in this show were doing.
Fucking real, dude. Y'all just watch me fall to the ground like that, huh?
Yeah, it was
real psychic damage. I thought my internet cut out, dude. I didn't see no one even move.
Fucking dead air, dude.
I was like, whoa.
Fucking dead air, dude.
That was the worst time for my internet to go out. I feel worse now knowing the internet didn't go out. You know what I mean?
You should, dude. Maybe we should call Men's Warehouse and ask him for a laugh.
That one hurt. Yeah, dude. Mobius, led by Osanai, show up and confront Toman. They talk shit, and Osanai beats Michi and Pachin. Like, Michi looks at him. He's like, this is the same motherfucker? This is the motherfucker. He looked like a shithead in like 12 years. And Osanai goes, you looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot. And it just beats the shit out of him.
Yeah. Osanai is the hardest one here, dude. Like, he's like, bro, how the fuck you gonna look at me like that? And then just proceeds to beat the shit out of him.
Hell yeah.
I love it. That's the business.
And then him and Pachin fight. And Pei's like, yeah, Pachin's the best brawler we got. And Osanai's like, I have the secret technique of boxing.
Yeah.
And beats the shit out of him.
Shuffling his feet. And then Pachin's like, oh, we got a boxer, huh?
We got a boxer. And then he does nothing about it. No. He's like, oh, you're a boxer? And then just gets
his fucking face shit in, dude.
I fucking love him being knocked out while awake.
Dude.
Like from punch one.
Like he's still talking. He's like, I didn't hear no bell.
From punch one, he was Undertaker for the rest of it.
Like, this is true, dude. He had no fucking pupils. He was dead. Everyone watches and is like, I think we should do something. And Mikey's like, don't. No one touch him. Just watch.
Let him die.
Pachin moves over to Mikey and falls onto him and is like, I'm sorry, dude. I guess I'm bitch made. You know, my secret weakness is boxing. And Mikey says, it's all good, baby. I got this.
You haven't lost yet.
You haven't lost yet. Everything's fine.
I didn't hear no bell.
Mikey walks up to Osanai and with one kick kicks him and then says, hey,
dude,
Toman is mine. Okay.
Yeah.
That shit
was hard. That kick was sick.
He kicked him in the temple so hard and like with his head all the way down to the ground. Like, there was, like, a dent in his head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if one person in any of these gangs got a gun? They would have ruled Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if one dude had a gun, they rule everybody.
Yeah, just like how guns were fucking overpowered in Baki, right?
Yeah,
they're super overpowered in this universe. Because ain't nobody turning into human Pac-Man in
that's
Tokyo
the difference
Revengers.
Between the
humans evolved, baby.
That's the difference between delinquents and the kind of delinquents that Mobius is.
You remember the delinquents from the first season of Baki?
Yeah.
They got their asses.
Yeah, I mean, if Asanai came in and pulled out a gun and Mikey walked up to kick him and Asanai was just like, pop! Like, that's it. I own Toman now. Crazy, bro.
It's true. I mean, he could probably just walk in anywhere in Japan with a gun and just be like, this is me now, you know?
He just takes over the police force.
He just takes over the police. Y'all got guns? Huh? This is me.
Most American take. Somebody
brings a fucking,
Most American take to just be like, why don't they just bring guns? I don't understand.
Yeah, they have Walmart over there, don't they?
Can't you go into like your local Starbucks and pick one up, brother?
Nice little pink gun.
Yeah, dude. With the Starbucks logo on the handle.
The two little fish fins she's spreading out, just holding.
Yeah, dude. Throwing a fucking, he walks into the gang fight. He's like, I got my chai tea and my Glock. He just starts shooting motherfuckers. That's fucking hilarious. While drinking.
Oh, I hate it.
That'd be awesome. We need to make an anime.
Yeah, dude.
Osanai gets up and tries to stab Mikey with a broken bottle, and Draken stops him and says that you've strayed from the delinquent path. Because you're out there, like, raping women, beating up parents and shit. That's not what delinquents do. Yeah, we just lost your stand around way. Menacingly.
Yeah, like, what do they do? What do they do,
delinquents.
Dude? How do they have just this shit? Like, are
they make
robbing
messes and they clean them up, okay?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
That's what I said last dude, week.
What kind of gang shit are they on,
if
dude?
You gotta ask, if you gotta ask, you can't afford it, okay? Yeah.
Are they selling drugs?
No.
Like, what are they doing?
They're being
drugs.
Delinquents.
No, they're delinquents, yeah. They're just not in school.
Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time thinking about this after this line, right? Like, okay, there's like real hood shit, right? Where like the police don't come around and like gangs run that part of the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like, this is what delinquent shit is, where we're like middle class, upper middle class, right? Like, don't come on our block. Otherwise, like, my dad's lawyer will sue the pants off you and, like, we'll fight about it. But, like, we're classically trained by someone that we go to tutoring for, like, 4 to 5 times a week. And, like, we do, like, karate at the Y and shit like that, you know? That's the kind of delinquents I think these people are, right? Where they're okay. Like,
see, I didn't know, dude. Going into this show, I thought we were doing some gang shit. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not. Like, it's the kind of gang shit that I used to do when I was in high school. Where it was like, I go to this high school, they go to that high school, which is like a mile away, and they said our high school sucks, and we're gonna go beat their ass. Yeah. And it's like, this isn't real. It's like it's nothing to do with anything. We're talking about our fucking high schools, dude.
It's clearly,
I didn't know what we were watching. All right,
it's a gang progression fantasy. Like, clearly, you see the end. Where the guy has like fuckloads of money and he's like, man, you're living like a king. He's like, yeah, it's cool. Like, clearly they get into hard shit, but starting out with these kids being like, yeah, man, we're gonna be delinquents, you know? Like, it's
let's see the cool shit though.
I mean, Mobius is raping people and beating parents up. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that that's
the side Cody wants to be on?
That's the bad side.
That's how you make money, right?
You can't make money that way. You know what I mean?
Gotta like, figure out how to make money off of this.
Exactly. Too money off of this. I mean, after you beat the shit out of the parents, you just take all their stuff. Like, that's
oh, how, like, that's how much what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
How take many parents stuff, per day dude. Do you get a fight to afford motorcycles in middle school?
Right. It depends on what parents you're beating up.
The guy next to him.
Go to the rich neighborhood.
The guy next to him was like, yeah, now take their stuff. And then he just unzips his pants. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I'm taking it. You're like, nah, well, not like that.
Y'all remember when Cat Williams got beat up by a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I think about that a lot, dude.
I think about it all the time.
I'm pretty sure a 9-year-old could rock my ass if he was that big, you know? But like, yeah. I would go down
big,
fighting.
That motherfucker was big.
He was
big. Bro.
He was. I mean, like, and I'm small. You know, like, I don't.
I mean, so isn't Cat Williams. Cat if a 9-year old is the same size as me, yeah, I'm going down.
Right. If a 9-year old beats me up, I'm killing him and his parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Cody's
like, I'm going to Starbucks and I'm getting my dude,
I'm getting the pink drink and I'm murdering your family, dude. I can't be the guy that got beat up by a 9-year-old. I'm going to be the guy who got beat up by a 9-year-old and then killed his parents.
Right. Cody, I love you so much, but if you got beat up by a 9-year-old, I still would be like, my buddy just got his ass beat by a 9. I would fucking.
I think.
Right.
I think right. I would have. That's I think I'd be a real one. If I heard that Cody got beat up by a 9-year-old, I would go kill the 9-year-old and his parents just so Cody wouldn't have to deal with it.
I was not like, expecting that.
I'd be like, no, it can't happen like that. Yeah. That's my boy.
It's like, don't worry, baby girl. I got you.
I got it, dude. I got it. It can't go down like that.
No. I couldn't have that though, because then I'm still bitch. Like I gotta go handle it.
No, but
like,
then,
I'm a bitch regardless. But then, you know, but I gotta like, go handle it.
But then, like, you and me could have it out, and then you wouldn't be known as the dude that killed a 9-year-old. You would be the hero, because then you'd beat my ass or kill
you'd
me
have to
or
fuck
whatever.
Harris.
Yeah,
you'd
but the title
fuck.
Would
have
be
to physically
man
dominate him.
The title would be man who was who was beat up by a 9-year-old avenges his death by beating up friend or something like that. Like the first few words for sure would be Cody got beat up by a 9-year-old no matter what.
Yeah. You'd have
no,
to
in this news cycle
have to make
dude
that title
you can't
better, though.
I would
put
wait
brutally in there.
I would wait. You know, like I'd give it some time until that part.
Man
was done,
who held then 9-year-old's pocket, fucking like.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
They hear the cops. The Toman and Mobius hear the cops, and they're like, "We gotta go." And Pachin says, "No, not yet." And he stabs Osanai in the back with a switchblade, and he tells everyone from Toman to leave. He's like, "I stabbed him. I need to." It's fine.
Dude,
I.
Pachin's the only gangster in that fucking
right
room.
He's like, I go to jail, dude. I don't give a fuck. I stabbed the fuck out of him, dude. They need to know.
It's stupid, though, that they don't have a fall guy in this gang. Like, it doesn't even make sense, you know? You gotta have that guy who's just clean, right?
But
and you give him the knife.
See, Cody, that's how I know.
Isn't that Taco Michi?
Know, dude. Like, Mikey doesn't run the gang like that. What you're talking about is not the delinquent path, okay?
Dude, they need to figure their shit all out right, cuz it's causing distress
Cody,
in the whole gang, bro.
Cody, see, this is where you fucked up. You thought this was a gang-driven show, but it's not. It is a character-driven show.
It's a character-driven show.
Character-driven, timed-driven.
Delinquent-driven show, dude.
God.
Okay, go. I'm sorry.
Draken has to drag Mikey away before the cops show up because Mikey doesn't want Pachin to take the fall. Okay, so I'm just going to say this now because it might get confusing. I did not write Takamichi for all these. I just called him Michi.
Okay.
Mitchie.
That's fine.
Mitchie.
You shouldn't call him Bitchy, bro.
That's a joke later, you fuck. Mitchie passes out while running away. Mitchie wakes up in the hospital with Emma and grabs her tit and says, hey, how did I end up here? She says Mikey and Draken are fighting and Toman is split up. While Emma is crying, her head is in Michi's lap. Hina shows up and goes, wow.
She's fucking gacking on that shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. Tears down
the face.
It really looked like it, too, because his hand was, like, moving up. I'm like, dude, he's trying, bro. He's fucking... He's
you know he was pushing... He was putting a little pressure on the back of his head.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, he's like, I know that there's a blanket here, but I'm just going to rub my shit on your fucking...
I'll come regardless, all right?
I'll come. I'm, like, 14 years old. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, dude, I could. You could have looked at
I'm
my
a
14-year-old,
26-year-old. I don't give a shit.
And it's spraying, dude. The body don't lie, you know? His body would... He had a body of a 14-year-old. He would have been fucking... I don't like talking about this.
What are you doing?
When are you going to finish it?
Cody's, see what Cody's brain caught up to his mouth. He's like, he had the body of a 14... Yeah, dude.
I swear, all you got to do with Cody is just give him enough rope. You know, and he'll hang himself.
Dude, I'll fucking hang myself, dude. I hate myself.
Michi does a puzzle, and his friends show up. Draken shows up, and they eat watermelon, and he gives the update on Pa and Osanai. Osanai's not dead. Pa's in jail for a year.
If I get beat up to the point where I gotta do a 2,500 piece puzzle, someone bring me a fucking watermelon, dude.
If I come to your house and you're doing a puzzle after you got your ass beat, I'll get you all the watermelon you want, man. Don't even worry about it. What if my
ass beat got by a 9-year old? I said it and I realized I fucked. I'm gonna finish the sentence. I don't know what I was trying to say. Welcome to my
life, you need to do some vocal exercises, bro.
Yeah, I pulled a Kyle, bro. What if my ass beat got by a 9-year old?
I would bring the watermelon and beat you with it, you know?
Yeah.
Or at the very least, shove it up your ass.
Oh, dude, please.
Mitchie's like, so what about you and Mikey? And Draken says, man, fuck Mikey, and then breaks the puzzle. And Mitchie's like, dude, I just spent 3 days on that. You just broke my puzzle. And he's like, I fucking said sorry, dude.
He's like, that's Draken, some old shit, dude.
Right, he's like, that shit happened like 10 milliseconds ago, dude. I said sorry. Draken then leaves. On the way out, he encounters Mikey, and they start to argue and fight and destroy all of Michi's, like, childhood shit.
It's so funny, them just taking priceless things for him. You just tear it apart. Like,
it's pretty good.
My science project? That's not even a good weapon. You're like...
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right. Sorry, I'm throwing up. That's the end of the episode. This gets a paranoia agent out of Shimonetta. Is Paranoia Agent the one with the kid with the golden bat?
No.
What one's the one with the kid with the golden bat? What am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
There's an anime
where I have no idea what you're talking
there's
about.
There's an anime, right, where there's a kid on roller skates with a golden bat going around beating people, and there's like a detective trying to catch him. I think it's Paranoia Agent.
Oh, no, that one's Delinquency.
Take the fuck out of here. It's Paranoia Agent now.
So you thought it was a kid with a golden bat, but it was a story about characters.
That's where you fucked up.
I fucked up. Someone that is listening knows what I'm talking about. And if you know what I'm talking about, you're a real one. All right?
Nobody said it in Twitch, and we have thousands and millions of people watching, so yeah. You're a fucking idiot, dude.
There's a delay.
We actually have so many people in the podcast that it's just like, it just says, instead of eight, it's 8,000.
It's a bystander effect. Everyone's like, I get it. Someone else will type it, you know? Episode 8. Michi is heated, watching his stuff get destroyed, and... says, I'm gonna beat the shit out of both of you. And his friends all say, it was good knowing you, bro. You an idiot about to get killed by these people. Mitchie makes an impassioned plea for Mikey and Draken to stop fighting, but he has shit in his hair, so they run away laughing together. Nothing to say. No one has anything to say.
I'm sorry. Someone said something really sweet. Something really sweet in the Twitch chat. Okay. I was trying to, you know, user interaction. Is this a podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a podcast or a Twitch cast, Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle.
Got him.
Get your fucking shit together,
dude. Fuck yourself, dude.
None words to be said about this man having shit in his hair. None words.
No. It wasn't funny, dude. I'm not seven.
Yeah. See, that's where I know you're a fucking idiot, dude. You like fucking Birthday Cake Remix, okay? Get the fuck out of here.
I earned my Birthday Cake Remix. I laugh at poop, okay? We laugh at poop in this house, okay?
I laugh at some poop, bro.
You laugh at your life because your life is poop.
Cody's just too used to, you know, the king of poop jokes from here, you know, so...
That's true. Kyle has poop joke. Kyle lives in the sewer, so he's around poop all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I hear top tier grade A gold standard poop jokes, dude, and you're going to put poop in hair and be like, ha ha, poop in hair, suck dick, bro. Absolutely not.
I'm going to put poop in your hair.
It's not even like hacking up a poop loogie.
Right? I saw
Cody take actual physical damage from what you said, dude. Yeah. He went.
It felt like I got shot like 8 times, bro. They 50 cented me.
Yeah. Later, Mikey and Draken formally make up. They're like, sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. We're good. It's actually really interesting because Draken was like trying to accept what Pachin was doing, and Mikey's like, no, he's one of us. We can't let him just take the fall like that. I liked it. This is a character development show.
Yeah. It was nice. It was a good ethical question between do we back up our boy or let him make his own decisions.
Right. Michi believes that he successfully changed history, and Hina asks him to the festival on the 3rd, the day that Draken was supposed to die. It's all happy times now, boys. On the 3rd, Michi, Hina, Emma, and Draken all go to the festival. There's a scene with Hina, Michi, carnival games, and then forgiveness.
Okay, so he's going through the festival, and he's like talking to Naoto, like in future, he's like, you know, I deserve this, right? I deserve to have a little bit. And I'm like, what are you trying to justify are you justifying the time spent here, or are you justifying doing it with a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah. He's like, it'd be funny if, like, he was saying that out loud and Hina's like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, I'm just asking your younger brother from the future, who I guess is older than you now, then, but, like, I'm asking him if it's okay if I bang you now in the past while I'm 26 in a 14-year-old body.
Yeah. I'm imagining him just yelling, I'm a fuck your sister.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I imagine he asked, like, Hina, he's like, what would you say if, like, I was like 26 up here. And she's like, you know, I think you are really mature for your age. And it's like,
yeah, he's like, yeah, pretty crazy, right? Pretty wild, right? Like, how mentally mature do I need to be to not fuck you? Say an age limit?
It rains and Michi almost kisses Hina.
Roll the tape back. Go ahead. I was going to give the opportunity to point it out. I mean, historically, I can catch a titty whiff from a mile away. But so, like, I saw it. Should we talk about it? Probably not. But it's meant to be said.
Okay.
The forgiveness part, and then they turn around, and they show us the flashback of him with that other dude's
Emma,
girl.
Yeah.
And she's bent over, you know, got the hangers hanging. But if you caught that half a second picture for long enough, you could also see they felt the need to animate or illustrate the fucking curvature of her ass cheek swallowing the fucking thong as well. Just saying, kind of fucked up. But, you know, it's Japan. That's fine. I'll let it slide, I guess.
Are you talking about, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how I know you're not a part of this. Emma's a 22-year-old high school girl. She's drawn like a fucking adult.
Never watched fucking High Rise, like fucking and it shows. Dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of unbelievable that you just said that to me right now, my brother.
Fucking go watch High Rise Invasion and get back to me. All right.
You know, Harris, we haven't talked. We haven't talked about High Rise in so long.
Yeah, dude.
Put it back in the
trunk.
Oh,
it was gone.
How old were they in High Rise? Weren't they super fucking young?
Yeah, it was so weird.
Don't think super fucking. I think in high school, I think the only super fucking young one was Future Diary. That was middle
school. That was like baby young. I'm talking about like still like 13, 14 though. They're like,
I watched the first episode of High Rise Invasion. Actually, when you guys were, after you guys did the podcast, because I started listening to it. And then I watched the first episode, and I was like, these guys are fucking crazy. I'm not watching this shit.
The main character was 16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was she?
In High Rise?
Yeah.
Oh, so she was legal. It's cool. Right, guys?
Emma's
not okay now?
What we're trying to say.
No, time out. There's not a we. This is a Cody original, okay?
Understanding what I'm trying to, joke that I'm making.
It's the Euphoria principle, okay? That's what Cody's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 22-year-old high schoolers.
Okay. So how do you feel about Nelly L? Hmm? How does anybody feel about Nell from Bleach?
Go ahead. I don't touch that shit.
I don't talk
that's
about
what
it.
I fucking thought. But that's
see,
what I thought.
But see, that's
she's
a
move
kid.
On, Harris.
That's a Nezuko a situation, kid. Though. That's a, that's some different shit. That's different shit.
Yeah, but isn't like, can we just say Orihime? Like, what's her age?
No. Don't talk.
Don't.
Nell's
that.
Not
don't,
even.
Don't. Don't look up that.
Look at PJ.
Brother
look at
Christ.
PJ. It's like going to 22-year-old wow. high school girls. That's what I'm saying, bro.
My mind.
I'll go to jail, dude. I'll go to jail.
I just Googled it.
Everybody hears. Everybody here has fucked this Umbreon to Orihime. Okay. And she is drunk.
Bro,
okay,
you know have you seen Thousand Year Blood War? The second half, part two?
No.
Brother, all tits.
Yeah. It said...
all tits,
that's
all
I'm
breaks,
saying.
Dude.
It says, dude. Orihime, age 15 to 17.
That's okay. What... Like, they won't even
meet in the beginning,
teams.
But
they're
it's
like,
3 years
never.
Later, right? Then
still not even there.
Blood War happened?
Nope. Can not I be real? There, can I be real, real for a second? Mm-hmm. I don't real? Find Orihime attractive.
I don't know. That's a quality 22.
Yeah. I mean, I think you I should mean, leave. Yoroichi.
If Yoroichi, right?
Yoroichi
that's what I'm saying.
Yoroichi is eons better, for
yeah.
sure.
But like, even when yeah. they introduced Orihime, it wasn't... Because they introduced her and they had that whole storyline with her brother. And for some reason, after that, I was just like, I can't look at her as a sexual being.
Yeah, you know? I just like big bobs.
Yeah, big,
and that's what I understand. I'm not saying you know as a tit man. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't.
Look her up on Thousand Year Blood War Part Two right now. She's wearing a My Wedding Dress. Okay, she's
fair enough.
She's ready.
Okay.
If you're saying Yoroichi over Orihime, you're not a tit man because Yoroichi is
no. I mean,
pure ass.
That's just personality preference.
Both.
First of all,
she could do both.
Like I like tits, right? But I don't need to like the person attached to the tits. You feel me? Like,
Yermit.
Good point. Yermit.
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 I want to find. This is my intrusive thought right now. He said he likes big bobs. I want to find a Robert. And just like a nice 400-pound Robert,
yeah,
just
a large
just,
Robert,
I'm like Tekken,
and yeah. just really
fucking,
fucking like,
love Bob from Tekken,
but
dude.
Get weird about it and just like touch him and just like, oh, fuck, that's a big Bob, that's a
big, Bob.
That's
a big
Bob. Just like just motorboat parts of
if
him that doesn't even make sense.
Touch.
I'm not saying touch titties. I'm saying just like his arm fat, like just
he's
be
just
like,
saying,
Bob.
He's saying a dude,
yeah.
Game, yeah, yeah, dude. Mm.
Anyway, it rains. It rains during the festival, and Michi almost kisses Hina. Again, don't like it. But then a phone call happens. It's one of Michi's dudes saying that some people are out to get Draken over the paw situation that are on Mikey's side, even though that their beef is squashed. Michi runs off to find Draken because he doesn't want him to die, and he finds Kiyomasa conspiring with Mobius to kill Draken. Michi gets caught, beaten, and duct taped. He's still bitch made. He's like, mm-hmm. Oh, just because I was hanging out with Mikey and Draken, I thought I was hard. I ain't shit. I still am bitch made.
He was sitting there thinking like, yeah, my character's developed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This has been really good for me.
Yeah. 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 Well, this is what I'm talking about, though. He thought that his character development, it hasn't. He's like, I'm still Ken. You know,
I'm still Jenny from the block, dude.
Exactly. they leave him duct taped and everything and leave. And Hina finds him and unties him. And he cries and says, like, I just hate myself. I'm so stupid. I can't do anything. I'm so stupid.
Dude, I love that part. I love that part when he was like, when he had to confront those dudes.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's like, it's like a trauma response. He's like, why the fuck am I apologizing right now?
Yeah.
That was good. I like that. Good self-reflection.
Yeah. He legitimately is like, I thought I was different.
He's I like,
can't
oh,
do anything
I
to
have
save
trauma
anyone.
Right now.
I am just a dog shit human, and I've done nothing to make my situation better. Hina kisses him, and says that I don't expect you to be Mikey or Draken. I expect you to be you because you cry for other people and you're kind of like a nice dude.
I swear to God, a lady ever says that to me, I'd be so fucking pissed.
Yeah.
No.
What, that you're nice?
Yeah. Say, I like you because you cry. You're nice. Say I'm cool.
That's like,
say I'm cool.
No, that's like, that's like 90% of the women I've been with. You know? Like, I like you because you're emotional. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get emotional in this dick. Please.
I hate that.
Come on.
Then I turn into fucking Fred the Durst. Dude from...
Yeah, come and get it! Come and get it! Chocolate starfish!
I want you to suck!
Oh, dude, that
and suck hurt. This hot dog flavored water!
This is what I was afraid of doing this right now. Getting over this cold. I'm like, I'm gonna laugh and it's gonna hurt. Oh, that fucking hurt.
I'm about to squirt.
Hina believes in Michi. And he runs off to save Draken, and he runs into Mitsuya. Mitsuya's like, yeah, it's fucking Peiyan. Michi's like, yeah, it's Kiyomasa. He's like, wait, woof. What do you say? Wait, we got to go. And then they head off to find him. Meanwhile, elsewhere, Draken is being confronted by Peiyan about the Pachin situation. End of episode. And this gets a summertime rendering out of... I can't think of anything with duct tape, so I'm just going to say wrestling.
I like how Pei's not like, I'm going to beat his ass. He's like, I'm going to fucking murder him.
Yep.
This guy who I've looked up to for X amount of time.
Yeah. That
We had a little disagreement about my friend.
I think he's,
and now I'm going to literally end his fucking life.
I think he's just trying to go hang out with his homie, you know?
Yeah, I think he just needs to nut.
Yeah. I think he needs a nut, dude.
Yeah.
You know what they say, right? Like, before you get in a fight, you just got a nut to make sure you still want to get in the fight.
Yep.
Say it. All right, hold on.
Hold on, dude.
Like, oh, we're cool, dude.
Wait, hold on. Can you...
I don't think we need a fight.
Can you stick your tongue out? Can you...
Look me in the eye.
Cross your eyes. Cross your eyes, pussy. Bet you won't.
Bite your fucking lip.
Won't, you little bitch.
Yeah, I don't feel like fighting anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Or it's like the workaholics thing. It's like you can't fight when you're fully torqued.
That's true, though.
Yeah, 'cause then you'll just start fucking, hard, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just be fucking.
But like time slows down when you're hard, you know?
You don't know.
That's true. That's what Matrix was about. They were just...
Yeah. Neo stays fucking hard. He's the one because he doesn't have ED. You know?
He fucking saw those guns. He's the
one that can get hard in the Matrix. Yeah.
He fucking saw those guns come out. He's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. His leather.
Episode 9. This show be thinking it's real fucking special, you know? It's doing the whole, like, the first 5 minutes of the episode or the last 5 minutes of the last episode.
Dude, we got so little show.
Like this shit was happening when I was watching One Piece, you know? And I'm like, in two episodes, you only get, like, 10 minutes
progression. I forgot to mention that. Like, that is a big strike against it.
Yeah, it's like, pretty dope.
You fucking, like, you think you could stand where that thing stood? Like, Bleach was the most egregious one. I swear, in Bleach, during the Hueco Mundo arc, there was, like, three episodes would happen and only 5 minutes of actual shit would happen in between them. And I was like, this is unbelievable. I'm fast-forwarding, and it's, like, 2 minutes before the end of the episode, and the next episode is, I was like, what are you giving? You're giving me nothing.
Yep.
You are a 24-episode anime, and you're going to spend 5 minutes of an episode recapping the last episode? Grow up.
Yeah. It feels like Naruto again.
Yeah. It's not.
Except
it's not
a million idea. Episodes.
You ever read a book that does that? It's the worst. I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. I understand you have to, but like when it's a short book series, like it's like meant like 12 books, and they're all like, I don't know, like 600 pages. and then like you read the next one and it tells you all the shit that you just fucking read.
Oh, okay. You're like, yeah. I thought you were meaning like with chapters.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Like, and I was like, insane.
No. I'm throwing it.
Half of chapter two is just chapter one.
Imagine every fucking book starting with last chapter.
Oh, that'd be so funny, honestly. It'd be funny if it got it wrong, too, and you're just questioning what happened. You had to, like, retrack.
Like, what?
I've never actually read a book series that did that.
Dresden Files. It kind of tells you, like, oh, yeah, then when we went to the Halloween last year, this happened. And you're like, I fucking know. I just fucking read it, you know?
But it's usually, like, a year in between these books, you know? Like binge-consuming media has just changed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to account for it.
I understand the reason. I hate it.
Yeah. Inflation, dude. It'll get you.
And, you know, media inflation.
Inflation, bro. Like, dude, Biden, bro. You know?
Biden.
Shit, man.
The dollar's down. Draken, Draken gets jumped from behind. That's it. Michi remembers.
He does, though. He's not wrong. He got hit with a bat in his head.
Dude, how many people jump out of fucking bushes? And like, is that what people do in Japan?
That's all they have in the show. And then
you gotta be careful, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then they don't show the hit because there's no fucking
bunch of fucking bush jumpers.
Why there's no bushes around here?
Yeah.
Can we relax, Justin? Holy fuck, my guy.
I don't think that it has any... Like,
he's not wrong.
I don't know. I don't know who it's racist to, but somebody should be.
Oh, you're
going
racist? I was thinking about how, like, you could use it, like, as a term for, like, instead of saying, like, oh, he essayed someone, you'd be like, oh, he's a real bush jumper. Watch out. Like, keep track of your drink around him.
Jesus fucking Christ, Kyle.
That's why there's only bushes in the hood, dude.
Oh, fucking bush jumper.
I don't want to be here sometimes, you know? I don't want to be around anymore.
Jordy just screamed, Kyle, in the chat. Sorry, this podcast. I shouldn't look at it.
Michi remembers Draken dies in a parking lot, and him and Mitsuo show up to see Draken fighting off like 100 Mobius members with a bleeding head.
They ran around like cartoon characters, though, for a hot second. They're just running in different directions. Yeah. And the girl's like, what the fuck? Stuff.
Yeah, like the Benny Hill music goes on. It's like...
Before the fight can continue, Mikey appears. He berates Payan. But then like another guy shows up. This guy's name is Hanma.
Yo, Mikey comes in pretty fucking hard, though.
Yeah.
Riding... He was riding on the motorcycle like a squid. Yeah. He had his flip flops on, shorts, riding in the rain, no
was
helmet.
He swimming?
This dude,
like, what was he doing?
It was no real idea. Tokyo Revengers drift, if you know what I'm saying.
This is a Fast and Furious movie, dude.
I know.
It really is.
That's what I
Holy
told you,
shit.
Dude. You don't understand.
Dope is dope.
That's what
dope
I'm saying,
is dope.
Dude.
I didn't know this was part of the trilogy. My bad.
What do you think the fight was about between Michael and Draken? Family.
Fast 12. They go 12 years back to the first dude.
Bro. Call up Vin Diesel.
Paul Walker shows up at the end of the series. Bet, dude.
Wall Parker,
get his
dude.
Brother on the line.
Wall Parker. Fuck.
Where's Lil Bow Wow?
Dope is dope, dude. Where's Luda?
I think he's still stuck in an episode of Crib.
Luda was not in Tokyo Drift, okay?
I know, he was in Fast and Furious. Yeah. Like, are you fucking stupid,
name?
Dude? We literally said we're going to go to the first Fast and Furious.
He's not. He wasn't in the first one either, idiot.
But if we start the first.
No.
If we start the first,
absolutely not.
Then we have
you
to go
not.
Through
no,
them all.
He wasn't in the first because he got killed in the seventh, okay? This is how I know you.
No, dude.
This, okay, you
Han.
Thought Fast and Furious
that
was car driven when it is character driven, dude.
It's
what do you think was inside those cans of NOS? Character.
If you want you to, thought, you can go. Let guys, I love Tokyo. That's the whole.
You thought it was character driven? It was character car driven.
Oh,
you understand, dude? Are you guys fucking dumb, dude?
Yeah. I will leave.
God.
Chris, dude. Ejecto Cito.
I will leave. I will leave, dude.
Hanma, the new leader of Mobius, is able to hold his own against Mikey. Mikey does the kick thing, and he's like, "Pit, that's all you get."
So you got,
and he's got punishment and sin written on his hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was kind of like, sick, dude. Yeah, the water explosion of like the rain getting pushed away from the kick.
This would,
pretty cool.
This would be Cody. Tattoo guy.
Yeah, dude. Oh, tattoo guy, dude. Yeah. Except I'd also have the dragon on the head. I'd have all of them. I would just cop everybody's style and be like,
I imagine Cody just fucking cutting Draken's tattoo off and just fucking slapping it to his head.
That would be my go-to. I would just beat up people with tattoos, cut them off, and then fucking slap them on me with like Elmer's glue.
That's like that dude from Spartacus, the thing in the pit.
Oh, God, yeah.
You just wear the people's face. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, dude. That shit was fucking terrifying.
I remember, I remember skipping that episode a lot because it was too much.
It's a lot. The pits was a rough.
They were a lot. All of Toman shows up before more violence can occur, and then more violence occurs. It's just a war, you know. During all this, Michi looks for Draken because he's like, I need to make sure he doesn't die. This is where we talk about like all those hits, like they're not very satisfying. Some dude gets like picked up and thrown at people. It's people getting not stabbed, but like hit in the face in a very unsatisfying fashion, and it's whatever. Yep. Everyone's getting one-shotted. There's one dude that's like just punching on someone. He's like, murder, yeah, violence, yeah. I'm like, I hate that.
Yeah, super fucking annoying.
Mikey confronts Pei again, and just keeps getting hit in the face about it. And Pei's like, fight back. And he's like, I'm not going to fight my family. He says, someday we're going to get some coronas. And this means right here, everybody here, this is family.
This is family.
Michi finds Kiyomasa and says, oh, I could stop him. But then realizes that Draken's already been stabbed. And that's the end of the episode. And this gets a Fast and Furious out of whatever the opposite of Raid Redemption is.
Care Bears.
Redemption Raid.
Redemption Raid. Episode 10. They do it again. They do it to me again. They give me a 5-minute recap of what happened in the last episode. They think they slick. Michi yells to Mikey that Draken has been stabbed. But Hanma stops Mikey from going to Draken's aid. Draken is somehow still alive, and Mikey tells Michi to take care of him.
It was insane how long Michi just was like, they're doing nothing. He was like, I'm going to come, and he's fighting 5 people. Michi's like, all right, I'll wait. I'll just leave him. Drowning in his own
blood.
I'll
just leave him here, I guess.
It's cool.
Know.
I don't know what to do. He's like, help him. You do it, Michi. And he's like, how? Okay.
And then after like 20 minutes, he's like, all right, I
guess.
Call the fucking ambulance, dude. How do you not have a cell phone?
It's like, okay, I'll try and pick his big ass up and carry him. Okay.
Michi runs away with Draken and meets up with Hina and Emma, who call an ambulance, but the ambulance has a hard time getting to them. Kiyomasa and his group show up to finish the job. Michi gets scared and is about to run, but Draken tells him, hey, you can take the girls and get out of here. And Michi says, dang, this is really me, huh? I came all this way back in time to just be a bitch. This is me. That's it. That's all I'm good for. It's just running.
That's it, brother.
That's all it is? No, it ain't going down like that. Soup's on, fight's on. You hear me?
You hear me?
He says he's going to get revenge on his life. I don't know what that means.
What do you mean? It's the
like
show.
He's getting revenge on his life because of his life.
because these people took his life from him because he was such a, but
yeah,
now he kissed a 12-year-old and
that's why he's revengering now.
Oh, and now he's revengering them, dude.
I just don't get it.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
It's dope. I don't understand why you're not getting.
It's a good time. He said, I'm going to get revenge on my life. And I just sat there like, I don't understand on what, like,
I want other shows to try to bring in the title. Right.
Yeah.
But like just as ham fisted where it's just weird that you said it, like imagine Overly Cautious Hero, just looking like, I'm an overly cautious hero, a hero who is strong but overly cautious. You're like,
just like randomly. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. I like that. I mean, they never even say the word bleach in Bleach.
That's crazy, dude.
Not one time.
They say Naruto all the time. Naruto. They never say Dragon Ball Z. You know that?
They don't.
Yeah, they say Dragon Balls with a Z, like Dragon Balls.
Yeah. Once they say the full thing, yeah, it's still it's still with the Z, though. It's fine.
Yeah, because it was like the 2000s. Draken, Hina, and Emma all bet on Michi winning against Kiyomasa. Because Michi's like, hey, we didn't finish our fight back when you bitched me.
Imagine you got a fucking dude on the sidewalk, like, dying. He's like, I got 100 million on Michi right there.
This was the dumbest shit I ever seen.
You dumbest shit.
Was it all, or is it the coolest dramatic shit you've tension, ever seen?
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Harris is stuck in the shadow realm.
Am I okay?
You're good now.
You're back.
You're good now.
I'm good.
Yeah, he tried telling a joke.
Dude sits up, just be like, I'll put a grand on Michi. And then the girl's doing it. That's where we are right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bad.
I mean, these kids gotta be doing some gang stuff because I understand a grand is like $100, but that's still a lot for a middle schooler. I didn't have $100.
Same.
Are they just saying 1,000 yen, or are they saying 1,000?
That's what I assume they mean. 1,000 yen.
1,000 yen.
Yeah. 1,000 yen is $7. That the ain't way, shit, dude.
1,000 yen.
I thought they
year?
Said
1,000.
I thought they said like 100 million. Dude.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And then
100 million's a lot.
And then hold on.
The other girl was like, I put 300 million.
Yeah.
It's like, who's paying out these bets? Like, this isn't a sanctioned fight.
That's real money, dude. They said 1,000 yen. They're like, you remember playing penny poker as a kid? That's what they're doing on people's lives. They're like, yeah, I put like 20 bucks on it, bro.
You never bet on a fight between two people, like just in like a playground?
No.
No.
I did that last week.
Betting on a fight versus.
You can bet on whatever you want.
It's funny. They can't even. They like you. Just take the money anyway. What are they gonna do? You're an adult.
That I don't know how illegal it is. I don't know what they're gonna like charge you with. But if I fucking can you imagine being like, yeah, this adult is betting on these kids fighting. He's not making them fight, but he is betting on them.
All right. Say. Do you think ever, like, teachers, security guards, like, they make bet, like, they see, they hear shit going down,
have
they take
to.
Bets,
have
and they to. Walk real slow to break the fight up to see who wins?
Like, if they're not, they're missing
like
an opportunity.
Like, how much time, like, how much time you think they would give them? Like, if it's not going to be, like, you know, a quick, like, 1-2 out, like, most fights aren't.
This is literally how, like, I mean, this is what it was when I went to elementary school. Right. We had lunch moms. Lunch moms did not give a fuck about kids fighting. Like, that was the time when all the fights would happen, you know? Because it would be, like, all the kids from the same grade.
Fuck is a lunch mom?
Would have, like, recess at the same time, but their teacher wasn't there. Their teacher was on lunch break, too. And then there was, like a temporary teacher that would watch your class. She was a lunch mom. And normally it was, like, someone's mom that was just, like, yeah, I'll watch, like, 20 kids for, like, an hour. While the teacher eats, you know? And, but they never give a shit, you know? Like, they were just, like, volunteering their time. And then you'd fight, and then they would just go real slow. to like wherever the fight was, because they would just hope it would be over before they got there. Because they're like, I do this shit for free. I don't, yeah, I don't want to fucking.
I don't want to be.
I'm not going to get beat up by a 9-year old.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm not, what am I going to do? Let him kill him and his whole family? Like, come on, that ain't me. That ain't me.
I go to Starbucks now. I didn't even want a pink drink.
Dude. They don't even got those out here. It's fucking 1998. Yet. Like, I gotta go to Seattle.
It's fucking dog shit.
But yeah, dude, I swear the lunch moms used to bet on kids fighting all the time. There were so many fights in my elementary school. So they bet on Michi winning the fight. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking win. And so what happens? Kiyomasa stabs him in the hand about it.
It's just fucked up, dude.
He just stabs him in the hand. I was like,
the part
whoa,
where the knife's
dude,
in his hand, he's just looking at it. Like, it's so yeah. good.
Yeah. I was like, that was very abrupt. Holy yeah. shit, dude. Michi pulls a knife out and remembers being bitch made from the start. He's like, I remember there was like 5 minutes where I was like, I'm going to be the strongest delinquent of ever. And then immediately just got bitched out.
He's like, I got and beat I up like, one time.
And he's like, that was it. I got beat up one time and was like, yeah, that's it for me. I don't want to ever do anything else ever. And he's like, and I used to blame Kiyomasa. I used to blame. But you know what? This shit's my fault. I need to stop being a bitch. So then he pulls a knife out, tackles Kiyomasa, but doesn't take him down, and then bites him in, like, the kidney?
Yeah, dude.
The craziest part, he pulls that knife out and then immediately throws it. And I'm like, buddy, that was your shot. This
That's
is
the
like,
wrong
it,
kind
dude.
Of delinquent,
this was the
dude.
Sneak attack right here.
That's the wrong kind of delinquent.
Also, he probably would have got stabbed.
Yeah, he just would have got stabbed.
That dude, that the other dude would have no issue taking that knife away from him.
So he bites Kiyomasa's kidney and then, like, climbs up him like a fucking spider and puts him in a sleeper hold. This is what I'm saying. Like, on Crunchyroll, I feel like it was censored. When I watched it on 9Anime, I there was this whole scene where the camera, like, spun around them and then he was, like, climbing up him. And I was like, I feel like this didn't happen.
That would have been cool
or, like,
to
maybe,
see.
Maybe my brain just, like, put that in there or something. I don't know.
Nope.
But then he puts him in a sleeper hold, and Kiyomasa passes out.
Dude.
And he passes out gross. Dude.
That shit was
he, like,
sick. It's like
falls
knees
on
buckle.
His knees.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, I was like rooting for fucking Takemichi. I was like, rip his fucking head off.
Yeah.
Listen, he's
real,
not that
dude.
Kind
go
of
Go pick
delinquent.
Up the knife.
He's not the kind
and
of
And then
delinquent.
Kill his 9-year-old brother and his parents.
That would have been crazy if he like put him to sleep and then got up, grabbed the knife, and just like stabbed the fuck out of him.
I would be so in, dude. I'd be like, this was not expected. I am here for it.
Though. I was shocked. I would have lost my damn mind.
I don't know how long like you need to choke them out after they're like passed out. But I was like panicked. Yeah. I was like, brother, you're killing him. Like,
yeah, keep
I
going.
Thought
go.
There was a moment where I was like, oh, that's going to be the story. He kills a guy and now he's got to like, he's got a new life.
Right.
Yeah. He comes back.
He's
going to
go back in prison.
Yeah.
He's in jail. Michi tells the girls to run. And they, cause the rest of, Kiyomasa's group is like, what the fuck? We're going to beat your ass now.
What are these women doing here? Those guys just raped somebody last week.
It wasn't
Run.
These guys.
It wasn't these guys?
They no. weren't. No, it was Mobius. This is Toman.
Yep.
Oh.
These are just like a
these
splinter
are good,
group
bad guys.
In Toman. They're like good-ish.
Really
They're
good
like,
bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know the delinquents were delinquents that weren't
there's,
delinquents.
There's levels to this shit, you know?
There's yeah. Like, oh.
Those are, yeah. The Mobius is, they're delinquents that lost their ninja way.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hate you, John.
I thought Mobius was absorbed.
No, not, like, yes and no. Like, they were supposed to be Toman. Like, you know, Mikey was like, hey, all y'all Mobius fuckers are with us. But then, like, Hanma was like, actually, I'm running Mobius. Actually, it's going to be Valhalla. Actually.
Like, yeah. he just said actually a bunch and everybody got confused.
I feel like,
and then you just joined Toman.
I feel like he dropped that name, like Valhalla, like, really, like, in an offhand way to like, you know, gauge people's reaction about it. And it got like nothing. He's like, yeah, and we have a new gang, Valhalla.
It was like market testing. It was like, people don't seem scared. Change it. We gotta figure it out. Focus groups. So the girls run away and Michi asks Draken, like, hey, you ever think about what heaven's like? Draken's like, we're going to hell, brother. Before the rest of Kiyomasa's
at this
group
point,
can
I was like,
Draken,
what did he do? Like, what did he do to earn hell? Like, he
watched
someone.
That's what he said, right? He's, yeah, like, he's like, what the fuck did I do?
I'm like, you watched someone get stabbed one time. Yeah. You didn't even actually, like, participate in that.
Yeah. I really wished AC/DC's Highway to Hell started playing.
God damn it.
We're going to hell, brother. I'm on the highway to hell.
Before Kiyomasa's group can finish the job, Michi's friends appear out of nowhere, led by Akun. And they fight with Kiyomasa's group until the ambulance appears. They don't even fight. They just get their ass beat until the ambulance shows up.
Yeah.
Like, one dude's just, like, holding one kid's arm and just stepping on his elbow. Like, I was like, what the fuck, man? And that's... Akun is a lot like Michi now, where he's like, sometimes a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yep. Never back down. You know, never that one fighting down. Game.
Never give up, never surrender.
I love Never Back friendship. Down. Mm-hmm. Don't even. That is a good movie.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
Thank you, Justin.
Do you like how he got so offended and you didn't even say anything, dude?
I didn't
You're
get
like,
offended.
Never Back Down,
said,
Never
I
Give
like
Up.
That
and
movie.
He's like, I love Never Back Down.
It's a good movie, dude. You got something to say, dude? You want to fucking do it? Put it out.
I never heard of it.
Dude, you figure it out, dude.
It's not a good movie if you go watch it now. You got to watch it when you're a delinquent.
Fucking right. Yep. Yeah. Watch it when you're going in, when you're doing delinquent shit, okay?
Yeah.
Then you'll get it.
I love when you got to be like, yeah, if you had to watch that movie when you your brain wasn't finished forming, great movie. 100%.
Pretty much, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think people think Final Fantasy X's a good game?
Dude, I swear to
God, oh, yeah, dude.
You know who I hate for that? I hate Kyle. I hate Kyle for doing that, to set him up like that. That's who I hate.
Oh, God. Okay? I love that Harris sees the actual villain in the background, because I was like, I know I'm gonna say something will happen.
You're just gonna lob that ball up for Justin to spike in my face. Yeah. What I do, Don? What did I do?
Fuck, I do, Don. This is real delinquent shit right here. I just want to let you guys know that, and I don't like it.
Y'all delinquent.
Him saying that is real delinquent. You know? Of the highest standard.
This is real, dude. You might as well beat up my parents.
Yeah, dude, you might as well kill my 8-year-old non-existent brother and both my parents.
End of episode. This gets a Never Back Down out of... what was that movie?
Final Fantasy X.
No. What was the movie with Johnny Depp where he's the crybaby?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is it called Crybaby? You know what I'm talking about?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. There he goes. No, it's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
No, that's wrong.
Willy Wonka and the Charlie.
That's the one with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Willy Wonka inside of Charlie in the Factory.
Wonka.
Oh my God, dude. I hate what you just
Willy
said.
Wonka inside
that's
of Charlie.
That's why there's so much chocolate,
Factory.
Dude.
Oh. Can we stop it?
Boys, we got a leaker.
Ooh, fuck.
Episode 11. Kiyomasa's group runs away as Draken is stretchered away. Michi goes with him. As the fight between Mobius and Toman winds down, Hanma says, Valhalla. Goodbye. And then leaves. He just drops
sprayed
like
his
that.
Face with the silver paint, you know? Spray paint, like in Mad Max. Valhalla. I had a good joke there. It's fine.
I didn't watch that movie.
Well,
yep.
A lot of dead air.
You almost got
Keep
it.
Keep going.
If you said You know what would have made that better? If you said literally anything else.
It would have been better if you would have made a Men's Warehouse joke. You know? Right, guys? Yeah, right, guys? Got him?
Got him? Yeah, Harris's joke that nobody remembers was better, dude.
Hell yeah. Redemption. This podcast is not about anime. It's about character growth.
Yeah. Next week when Kyle has to write, it's gonna be his Revengers story. Yes.
You're gonna get revenge. Kyle on Revengers, your life, dude.
It's gonna be a 10-page roast kill of everyone. It's not even gonna be. I'm gonna re-listen to all the podcasts and just talk shit about your dumb jokes.
Great,
dude. I'm so down though.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And he says that Valhalla is gonna destroy Toman.
Yeah, and then he sprays his face.
And he sprays his face.
Yeah.
With cat piss. Remember South Park? He sprays his face with cat piss.
I forgot about that.
And it's like Valhalla. Yeah.
No. Cody, listen. Not everybody watches South Park. You have to cater it.
Who am I cosplaying as, guys?
You'll be the cat.
Oh, is it Kyle, dude?
I couldn't tell. I can tell because you're putting out such a great quality joke right there. I thought it was amazing.
I did think it was amazing. It was good.
I felt like Kanye finally getting to see Kanye.
The joke wasn't the South Park cat piss Valhalla spray. The joke was your Valhalla joke. And that's all it was.
Draken tells Michi to take care of Mikey and then dies. Everyone's at the hospital, and Mikey is being strong for everyone while they wait to see what happens with Draken.
Also, don't talk in hospitals because cameras
don't talk.
They're listening.
Don't be loud. Draken survives the operation and lives. Mitsuya tells Peiyan that Draken visited/not visited Pachin with his parents Erde. So the guy that you were trying to kill, he was out there with your bud and with his parents and protecting them so they didn't get beat up. So what were you doing?
Making sure his parents didn't get beat up.
I thought that's why he was going with his parents. I don't know. Michi realizes that he actually saves Draken this time since it's the 4th of August. And he goes to find Mikey and sees Mikey crying tears of joy alone. It was very cute and sad. A week later, Michi is styling like he's in The Big Lebowski and visits Draken in the hospital. Why are bowler shirts cool in Japan?
Dude.
Are bowler shirts cool?
He had fucking drip. I liked it.
The fucking shorts
I think they are. I
like the shorts were fire. Yeah. The shorts were fire for sure. Get that with the pink Batman button up from Dragon Ball Z, and you're cooking, dude.
Yeah,
you're cooking.
You don't like the bowler shirt? You don't like the Pete Weber?
Yeah.
You don't like the who do you think you are? I am. You don't like that?
No. Is that what he wore in that video? I don't know. I don't think I like bowler shirts.
Oh,
what about bowler hats?
I forgot about dude. You can buy
bowler
the
hats are good.
Bowler shirt with the bowler hat.
I want a Batman shirt
with a bowling ball.
But you need the mustache if you're going to do the bowling hat. You need like the wax mustache.
I can fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that right now.
What?
I can do that right now.
Are you saying for you or for anybody?
Like, I'm going to wear it for Harris.
Can you fix mine, bro?
No, I can't do that.
Oh, you're going to wear it for Harris. Yeah. Okay.
The bowler hat.
I would look at you all day.
All right.
I would look at you all day.
So I looked up Batman shirt, right?
Yeah,
and I found a perfect one, and then the third result, it says instead of bad man on the back, it says dumb cumpster.
I've seen that one. Yeah,
I don't fucking...
It's also good.
It's a lot, and it's like in Dragon Ball Z font.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, it's wild, dude.
That is nuts.
Yeah, I'm more into cum dumpsters, but it's
no, weird. I like them nice and dumb.
I like them like dumb cumsters, dude.
It's just a nice cumster, dude.
Yeah, dude.
A week later, Michi is styling and visits Draken in the hospital. Draken gives Michi Mikey's first Toman uniform and thanks him for saving his life.
Also shits on him for what he's wearing, which I appreciated immediately.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's like, fuck like this shit. Little bitch, dude.
And Michi's like, dude, I almost fucking died saving your life. Can I live? Can I fucking, can I put the Riz on, dude? Can I do me for five seconds, dude?
That's why Drakon rules, because he immediately will, like, he'll lift you up, but if he sees that you are actually lifting up, he's like, no, absolutely not.
No. You're straight back down.
Yeah. You got to keep people in the right range, you know? Otherwise, like, they get too big, and then they're too cool for you, and then they, like, leave you, you know? But if they're too low, then you don't really want
to
be around
them. Yeah, that's why we're always so nice to PJ.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Michi meets Mikey on the roof, and Mikey's like, there's some real shit going on here. How come that shit happened? How come this shit's happening? Why are you happening? And I was like, dang, dude, shit's about to get real. And he's like, I'm joking. We're friends.
I'm joking.
He just shakes his hand and he's like, thanks, man, for being you.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Michi decides, you know, I've been here for a week. I think everything's okay. So we're going to go back to the future. He goes to see Naoto and gives Hina a necklace. Back in the future, he breaks the rules of the time travel thing by waking up at the video shop. Unless he was working at the video shop while in a coma.
Hold on. I love Naruto being like, kind of like, I didn't fucking touch your hand. What the fuck you want? Why are you always like trying to touch?
He's like, you always like shaking hands, don't you?
Weird shit, dude.
That is some weird shit.
You came here, said, where's your girlfriend's brother? I want to shake that hand.
I want to touch your younger brother.
Shake that fucking hand, dude. Hell yeah. Shake that fucking dirty little hand he's got.
Oh, wow.
That's not me. That's what he said.
Sounds like really you're channeling a picture. Something.
So he wakes up at the video shop getting yelled at by the manager, and he's like, dang, was that a dream? Like, how did I wake up here? This is different than the rules. We thought that the rules were, you know, everybody knows the rules. And he's like, oh, wait, that's real. Because I got a stab wound on my hand. He gets a phone call to meet at a salon. Where he gets a notification on his calendar to meet at a salon. And he sees Akun. Akun works at the salon and says he's going to cut hair for the first time tomorrow. And it's going to be Michi's because they made a promise to each other.
It's crazy. He knows exactly which salon to go to, but he doesn't remember breaking up with the love of his life.
Well, no, he had a reminder of what address to go to.
Did it say it had an address too?
I don't know. Dude. I don't
it
know
just said salon, 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it had an address for the salon. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe
I put the address in on my calendar of like where I'm going, you know?
Well, I also like that he was like, oh, man, I know I got a lot of time.
Right? I don't know where I'm going, dude. I don't know what I'm doing 90% of the time. Naoto calls Michi and says, let's go see Hina because she's alive. And that's the end of the episode. And this gets a high-rise invasion out of General Hospital.
Nice.
Episode 12.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Good job.
Yep. Thank you. This episode is both the dumbest and one of the best episodes I've ever seen in my life. But they still do the 5-minute
Jesus
recap.
Christ.
That's
a lot, dude.
Yep. Naoto and Michi head to Hina's. Hina is a teacher, and Michi remembers breaking up with her, kinda, maybe. It's kind of like unclear. He's just like, oh yeah, we broke up. And this is how I remember it.
Oh, I thought he was like going through all the different scenarios that could have happened. I didn't know he was.
I don't.
I thought the younger brother told him that they broke up.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then he has this moment where she's young and he's young, and
yeah, and she's
that's
like,
just she's like, being, I'm, we're breaking up, and then he's crying.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if you remembered
which isn't true at all, because later on she's like, the love of my life broke up with me.
Okay, but
is that the first, like, from his first childhood?
The very first.
That's why I don't know.
They dated and broke
up. It doesn't. Right. Don't even look into it because it doesn't fucking matter.
Cody, every show of ever does this thing where they're like, you broke up with me. But then like when the thing actually happens, it's like, if you don't say something, we're breaking up. And then they leave and they're like, you broke up with me with your silence. You know? You don't know?
Yeah. Here's the thing. In other shows, they probably, you see that though. Because in this one, she just said, I don't want to be with you. And then left.
Okay. But
that's how
and
it
then,
always happens.
And then later,
you don't understand.
Oh my God. She says, you broke up with me.
Cody, this is why you're a fucking idiot. Okay. See, you thought this was character
driven.
Keep
Final Fantasy out of it.
Okay. This is breakup driven.
Go home.
Stop. Fucking idiot, dude.
You're so stupid, Cody.
You thought this was breakup driven? This is fucking character driven, dude.
He decides that he doesn't want to see Hina, that her being alive is good enough, and he leaves.
That was great.
On the way out, he's like, dang, dude, I'm still just like 26-year-old virgin. My ass is dog shit, but it's fine. Yeah. She's alive. He bumps into her and sees her, and he cries.
Michi, I like how he doesn't remember his history right. Like, yeah, he does still work at the video store. But maybe he got, you know, maybe he got lucky one day. He doesn't know. It's not like he popped out his dick and was like, yeah, that's still a virgin dick for sure. You know?
Yeah.
I would
can
know.
Tell he's still a virgin because his hands sweat.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, my right arm is much bigger than my left arm.
Mentally, mm-hmm. He's still a virgin.
You could.
My thumb is
so
callous. Yeah,
you can tell he's still a virgin, too.
Mental.
Because.
Virgin is a state
you can tell
of mind.
He's virgin because when he was going to talk to a woman, he shelled up instantly and couldn't say a single word.
Mm-hmm. Michi and Hina act weird.
I'm sorry. At his age, though, dude, like, you're not acting like that. He's full incel at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's full on, like, women. The reason I never had sex is because women are evil.
Because women don't like good guys.
He went back in time to get with his 14-year-old middle school girlfriend. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not saying that. I don't know much about incels, but
yeah,
I could see the connection between the two. I think if you presented that option to them,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think a lot of them would take it.
I love the amount of override between most. In anime we watch and incel shit, like there's just always like a layer where you're like, incels would love this, you know? Yeah.
You know, the other day I was really confused about incels, and so I looked up the definition of incel and like what it means. You know, like, and I'm late to the party, I guess, but you know, they think that like women like owe them sex.
Yeah, you are late to party.
Like they just like they just so deserve sex because they're guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's wild to me that that's what
it's fucking insane, dude.
That's mm-hmm. crazy to me that people are like,
it's some old
that's
testament
how they really
shit.
Feel right. Like,
yeah,
you are a woman, so you should just sleep with me.
Yeah, they're nothing but a meat pocket.
That's
meat
wild,
pocket.
Dude.
Meat pocket, yum.
Anyway, Michi and Hina act weird around each other for the rest of the episode, and I hate it. She's still wearing the necklace. They go for a drive instead of sitting around each other being awkward, and Naoto gets a call and leaves. They head to a park where Hina says she got her heart broken by Michi, and Michi just runs to the bathroom. This was such a long scene, dude.
It is so long, dude. Maybe this is why I'm so negative on the show, because this is the last thing I watched, and I was just like so fucking upset.
It was very frustrating. I was like, dude, if this is how the rest of the show is, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I checked the fucking the time bar 3 times.
Yeah.
I did too, and I was playing it at 1.5 speed, and I still was checking the fucking time bar.
I was very upset.
Yeah.
Michi goes to the bathroom and goes like, okay, you know what? Like, I got stabbed for this bitch. Like, I should not be this way. I'm going to be a man. As he's leaving the bathroom, he runs into Hanma, who says, oh, you're not in the car. That sucks.
It does nothing about it. He doesn't go,
yeah, he just.
Just walks away. He's just like, oh, I fucked it.
And dude's then, looking fly as hell, though.
This shit was so funny, though.
It is so stupid.
He just, like, he's like, fuck, dude.
Fuck, dude. All right. And then just, like, leaves.
One out of two is not bad, you know?
It's like that Paul Rudd, like, thing where he's like, oh, fuck. I'm okay. Yeah. Michi goes.
It's so good.
He goes, wait, the car? We came here in a car. Oh, fuck. And so he runs to the car and watches Aquan in a Hummer crush the tiny smart car.
Yep.
That Hina is. That Hina was in. And I was like, dang, dude, that's a lot.
That's pretty
he
dope.
Runs up and sees Aquan like all fucked up. And I was like, that's a lot. Aquan says the same things he said last time before he jumped off the roof. And the car explodes. And I was like, oh, shit. This is worse. Like, this is so much worse, yeah, dude.
You know, so much plot changed. You know, now instead of just off screen, now she died in front of him.
Yeah. And I was like, the car exploded and shit. And I was like, oh, man, that was
dude. Yeah, dude.
That was intense.
The car is like, coming from inside the house, dude. That shit was wild.
The car is definitely coming from inside the house.
I thought that was the end. I was like, dang, that's where it's going to end. That's kind of cool. Nope. It gets so much more worse. Michi
so much more better.
Looks bad. In the car and sees Hina's in there and says, I need to free her. And he goes in to get her, but realizes she's cut in half.
Yeah.
She's got no legs.
What the fuck am I going to do about my legs, Charlotte Murphy?
He says, oh shit. And this is when I was like,
yeah.
Oh, what the fuck happened?
I slowed it back down to normal speed once that car was coming. I'm like,
yeah, I was
this
like,
is a lot, dude.
Holy shit, dude.
I always enjoy this the panic of I can't feel my leg part. I love that shit. Yeah.
The best part, the best thing that's ever happened with that is like in Tropic Thunder. He's like, I can't feel my legs. He's like, they're in a puddle. You're good. Dude. He's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so he holds her because he can't get her out now and says, I've always loved you. And she cries and says, I don't want you to die, so get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. pushes him away, and then the car explodes again.
Yeah.
Michi resolves that he'll never let Hina die, so he's going to go be the head of Tomon. And I was like,
that's a big jump.
That's a big jump. Like, yeah. I was like, thank you. I'm glad you said it. Cause I was like, why wouldn't it be like, I'm going to go kill this Kisaki guy.
He could have started at like video store manager, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
no, head of Tomon.
Okay. But see, the thing is, this is the shit where you know who it's getting targeted at, because you know when you're in like eighth grade and your fucking dad yells at you and you go into your room, you're like, dude, I fucking swear to God.
Next time he yells at me and you start,
I'm gonna run this fucking house. I'm gonna run this fucking house. I'm gonna be the head of the college, okay?
I'll quit school tomorrow and get a job. I don't fucking need him, dude.
It's that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He fucked the whole scene.
I did like this part.
For me. He just took away all the consequence right there. He just like, it came back from them two dying, and then he looked at the camera and was like, I'll go back as many times as I have to. And I'm like, I can't keep watching you do this for nothing. I don't know what to do here.
I think that's fine. That's not the problem. Him solving that issue is literally the whole plot of the show, so that's fine. The thing I'm more mad about than anything is the 6 episodes of the knife plot. Like, that, it was not that interesting. Like, it was way too long. I think the end of this shit, dude, it was so... Shut up!
I know what you're going to say!
Shut the fuck
okay,
up!
Okay, see, this is where you're a fucking idiot, Cody. All right? You fucking thought this show was character-driven when it's fucking knife-driven.
It's car-driven, dude. its car driven into this girl and cut her in half. I like how Akun said the exact same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Which means we know somebody has to be doing the time shit. And I'm hoping in these next 12, we can just put it all together mm-hmm. and make it a fun,
there's
interesting plot.
I'm gonna tell you right now to get that hope out of your head. There's 3 seasons of this.
That is true.
No,
you're a liar. You're a fucking liar.
I'm dead serious. There's The third season just started.
Yep.
Are we literally gonna do Spy Family where the plot moves an inch forward by the end of this season?
Oh yeah, for sure. Family, like, the second half of this show is probably going to be like him trying to figure out this Valhalla shit, right? Like, it'll be the same thing all over again, where it'll be like, you have to stop Valhalla from being formed.
Yeah,
or like
he's
merging
gonna,
with Toma.
He's gonna look at the spray paint and just not know which hole to spray it on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's gonna pick the cat up and hold it to his face, but he doesn't know if he needs to spray it in his eyes or his mouth.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
I think season one, the bad guy is Hanma, and then, you know, the end is gonna be, it's like, any fucking shonen you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
Like, it's just, that's how the progression is.
I just, yeah, dude, that sounds awful, though.
Yeah.
Like, us just always just having her dead, like, as the season ends, she just dies again, like, that, if that's how it goes, that sounds fucking awful.
She's gonna die every 6, dude.
Here's how it would fucking rule, though, is that, you know, he solves all the issues within 12 episodes. Episode 12, he goes back to the future. She has a heart attack. He's like, I have to now be expert in hearts.
A doctor, dude. I gotta be a doctor.
Next season, he's being a doctor. He's learned as shit.
I want the season finale to be him coming back to the future and realize she's running Toman. You know, like,
yeah,
that's
I keep waiting
what I'm
for
looking
the, like,
for.
The fucked future return, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah,
like,
I
the
want
fucking,
yeah,
the six fucking timeline, dude.
Like the Biff gets the almanac future. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
See, I'd be cool with that. If, like, at the end of the show, she doesn't die, but
her life
she's,
is so
like
much
you said,
more fucked.
The
anyway.
Leader of Toma.
Barth watching,
like,
Animaniacs or something.
Yeah, dude. They spray the cat piss in the wrong hole and now they're blind. You know, like something like that sounds cool as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
good. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the next season or two has pretty shit popularity among people.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
We'll see.
We are, like, you know, on the cutting edge of anime here. Like, I still take psychic damage whenever I see summertime rendering on, like, a top 10 anime.
That makes
list,
me so fucking
know?
Mad.
That's
that is insane.
I see it more often than I would like to admit.
Yeah, no, people think that's like peak shit, bro. Like Akino, he thinks it's peak.
I don't know.
Bloody.
That's the end of this episode.
But he also likes Konosuba.
That's the end of this episode. It gets Back to the Future out of You Don't Mess with the Zohan. Okay, go ahead.
It was a good movie.
No, that's it. That was a great movie.
I didn't want to forget the You Don't Mess with the Zohan thing, so I had to get it out.
Yep.
Because you know when I'm like reading, when I'm hosting and I'm trying to think of the things, I get the best ideas, but I can't keep them in my fucking head, you know? Like one of the earlier episodes, I said I was thinking like Rugrats, you know? Because he's like, a baby's got to do what a baby's got to do. And I was like, that's Takamichi, you know? But I couldn't keep it in my head by the time the episode happened. And then the Final Fantasy X psychic damage happened. And then that just that just rattled me to my core, you know?
I think that one hurts more than anything because that was such a
targeted.
Like
hit.
Final Fantasy X was the first game my stepdad ever bought me because we never had money. So I remember like one year, it was like Christmas, and he's like, all right, we'll go to Walmart, you can get one game. And I was like, this is the first thing I've ever gotten. This is insane. And it was Final Fantasy X, and I played it, and it changed the way I viewed video games. Yep. And then he's just over here like, yeah, it's probably the biggest pile of shit. You know that gif of The Rock? This is the biggest pile of shit of all time. Like, that's what he just did.
The thing with Final Fantasy X that's got me fucked up is, like, I don't think I could ever look at that game through, like, a critical lens. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Like, I'll never know. I'll never know if that game is bad.
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't know.
He's like,
because I feel stupid being like, you have to play the whole game and then tell me how you feel about it. Cause that's dumb. Like, I can't tell someone, hey, invest like 40 to 60 hours of your life into this thing and then tell me how you feel.
Oh, turns out that ending meant that the last 40 hours, I had fun actually. I didn't realize I wasn't having fun.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, I
shook hands with myself. I went back in time and I said, hey, you're having fun now.
You're having fun, fucker. So, yeah, I can't. I don't
literally
know.
Literally the same.
I will always love Final Fantasy X. I can't. Like, I'm so broken. I'm so broken-brained about it. I'll fucking love X too, you know? Like,
X-2 I love just because I cummed so much.
I have that. You know, I probably still have nostalgic feelings for Big Mother Truckers, okay? I played the shit out of that game when I was, you know, probably 10, you know?
Right. Yeah. You, it was... Fuck. All right, that's it. Shout out, shaking hands with yourself.
Shout out,
talking to your girlfriend's little brother from the future. That's an older brother trying to figure out if you fuck her.
Yep. Shout out, Final Fantasy.
Plot whenever I want.
Shout out, Big Mother Truckers.
Shout out, character development. Shout out, Final Fantasy. Shout out, Fast and Furious. Shout out, knives.
Shout out, Kyle's asshole. Shout out, cars cutting bitches in half. Fucking on your mom, I put it down here with a bun, Kai. What do I shoot the night? Look like Bon, I can't die. Suki on me, live your past, bitch, look in my eye. Lock the door, drop your pants, you'll never see the light. Anime trap house, shimming it about.